Welcome to the KOXE 2025 Central Texas High School Football On the Road Report, sponsored by Sonic Drive-Ins. Hello, everybody. This is Mike Blagg. Today we are in Coleman, Texas, speaking with John Elder, head coach of the Coleman Blue Cats. Coach, what's your favorite at Sonic today?
I guess I've got to stick with cheese sticks and sweet tea.
That sounds pretty good. I like that. Okay, Coach, this is, I believe, your 12th year here in Coleman. Apparently you like Coleman and Coleman likes you. You got to love it.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. Been great to my family, and we just love being here.
A good part of the state for hunting and fishing. Do you do any of that, or what do you do for fun around here?
Yeah, well, me and my boys and family, we do it all. So whatever season it is what we're in.
That's good. Okay, last year the Blue Cats went 4-8 on the season, 4 wins and 8 losses. And I remember last year at this time we talked about a tough schedule you had, and unfortunately we were correct. Coleman Blue Cats were winless in pre-district and also lost the first two district games to the best two teams in the district, Hamilton and DeLeon. So Coleman was 0-7 at that point, but I remember on the scoreboard show I kept saying Coleman's going to be okay, and sure enough you won the rest of your district games and went 2 weeks deep in the playoffs. It's kind of a tale of two half seasons.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, like we spoke about last year, the strength of the schedule, and unfortunately it hasn't changed this year. I mean, we got the same schedule coming back, so hopefully we're a little more mature this year, and I think we are. You know, ending on a high note last year, got a little maturity in some kids that got to see some varsity time and step up for us. So bringing that maturity into this preseason and getting the wrinkles out here and scrimmage coming up and opening up the season, hopefully we can put some wins on the board.
I think injuries didn't help anything last year.
No, you're correct. I mean, in small school football, that's usually a part of it. You're moving kids around, and, you know, it's kind of like you're one play away from not knowing what you're doing here in a minute. But the kids, you know, our kids are resilient. I mean, they can move around, and most of them have played multiple positions, so that's going to help us with our depth.
Well, this year I think you have about half your starters back, so you have a good foundation there. Let's talk about quarterback. Last year, the first half of the season, I believe, was Braden Torres, and he got injured, and Hunter Eddington took over and did a good job. They're both back, so who gets the car keys this year?
Yeah, you know, Braden did us a great job, and he broke his hand there first district game, and had to miss a couple of weeks. You know, after the first one against DeLeon, you know, we brought Hunter in, did a great job, got us through the rest of the season. Braden got to come back and play some defense and spot time on offense. So I mean, we can benefit now by being able to use both of them. I mean, you know, it's a balance. We've got some things figured out and keys for both of them, but Braden's going to be such a big part of the offense across the board with multiple positions, as well as time at quarterback too. So you'll be seeing him in some key roles in other spots, as well as some quarterback. Hunter's still going to bring to the table the things that he brought last fall to help us into the end of that, and hopefully we can have a product that's pretty good on Friday night.
Yeah, sound like actually a good advantage there. Other skill position players, your running backs and your receivers?
Yeah, Paul Salas coming back on both sides of the ball. Braylon Stewart, our speedy little outside receiver, is bringing back some skill to that. You know, Paul's going to be a very physical inside on both sides of the ball, where Braylon can help us outside with his speed. You know, Michael Lackey's going to be balanced out on both sides of the ball as well, getting a lot of time. Darren Hurtado, being hard-nosed on both sides of the ball, is going to see a lot of field time. Coming back up front with Easton Metter, you know, and guys that have been solid for us the last couple of years.
The return players, most of them are in the skill positions, but, you know, it all starts up front where the Blue Cats may be younger this year. Tell us about your O-line, your D-line.
Yeah, so we got a couple of returners there, but then we're replacing some. Some of those guys are, you know, those spots are wide open. Got kids competing for them right now, so hopefully we can get those ironed out. Scrimmage is going to tell a lot for us. We get to see, you know, luckily we have scrimmages this year. I mean, we've never needed any worse than we do now, so kind of see who's going to surface through the top and be able to hold that spot.
As you mentioned, the pre-district is the same this year. Eastland, Clifton, Mason, Cisco, Collinsville, still not easy. And I'm sure you'd love to get some W's, but pre-district is really all about just getting ready for district. What's going to be your approach and your goals in pre-district this year?
Yeah, our approach is, you know, to hit it head on. I mean, last year, you know, we were trying to figure some things out there early, and as well as have a tough season. Now we know it is what it is. We're at a point where we want to go and try to win those football games.
That pre-district game against Collinsville, that's going to be the last game in September, the 26th, I believe. It was played in Graham last year. What about this year?
This year, that game will be played in Breckenridge on that Friday.
Breckenridge, okay. District 5-2A, Division 1, like last year, you start with the two highest-ranked teams, Hamilton, which is ranked 13 in the state, and DeLeon's ranked 11. Boy, W's from those two would be huge, Coach.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, two great big games coming right back-to-back in district after a brutal preseason. So, you know, if we could pick one of those up, it'd be big for us.
Then you play Heiko, Ballinger, and Bangs. Of course, Heiko's known for keeping the ball on the ground and letting the clock run. Last year, you beat them, I think, 14-6. Mm-hmm. Low-scoring game compared to the other games. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, I mean, that game was we had moved the ball a few times and then stalled out and weren't able to punch it in. They had some big drives that they stalled out on. I felt offensively we kept the ball most of the game and just missed some opportunities. That was one of the games, you know, Hunter had taken over, and we were, you know, coach was still putting in some things to make that game, you know, easy for him and not overwhelming to throw him in a district fire like that. And he did a great job getting us through it. Had some big plays, I think, from Anthony Espedia last year in that game. But nevertheless, I mean, that was our first win, and it felt good, and it didn't matter how we got it.
Yeah, I think a lot of high code games are low scoring games. That's just the way they play. Playoffs, your District 5, of course, matches up with District 6, Wolf City and Tioga, both ranked in the top 25 in the state. Last year, you beat Wolf City. Hopefully this year, you'll finish high enough in your district to avoid those two teams, though.
Yeah, hopefully we have a good district run. I hope we're healthy and get in there and have a lot of momentum coming in, can pick up the right games that we need to get and win the ones that we're supposed to, that we feel, and put ourselves in a position to win another playoff football game.
You bet. All right. Well, thanks, Coach, and good luck this year.
Yeah, appreciate you.
It's John Elder, head coach of the Coleman Blue Cats, and this is Mike Blagg with your Sonic On the Road report on KOXE 101.3.